All right. Our word comes today from 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, verse 18. That's 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, 18th verse. Very familiar. You heard it before. God wanted to elaborate on it a little bit. So 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, 18 says in the NIV version, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I want to speak today on the topic of, in all things, give thanks. And this is going to be part one, because part two is going to be a different one. This scripture got me thinking, as usual. It makes you think when you read these scriptures. Do we give thanks to God in all of us? Circumstances? Do we give thanks to God in all things? Well, I'm going to start with the giving thanks to all things, and next time I'm going to address thanking God in all the other circumstances. That'll be part two. I looked at my typical day to try and understand where I personally fall short in thanking God for all things. Okay. Now, the first thing we do, typically, we wake up each morning. Do we really give thanks? Did we wake up ourselves? Or did God wake us up? We always say that, "I thank God for waking us up this day." But do we really understand that God did indeed wake us up? Did we wake ourselves up? God did it. We don't have the power to wake up ourselves. We just think that we do. But all power is in God's hands. Amen. So we should thank him in sincerity for waking us up, because he didn't have to wake us up. Amen. Now, what about the basic ability of cleaning yourself and feeding yourself? Mm-hmm. Do we thank God for that ability and wisdom? Mm-hmm. No, we don't. See, we take God for granted and take this ability and wisdom for granted. Mm-hmm. There are people out there who are unable to do this. Mm. They can't clean themselves or feed themselves. They either lost this ability or are mentally unable to perform it. Yeah. Do we understand who truly gives us this ability? And do we really thank him for it? Mm-mm. In a blink of an eye, it could be gone. But we don't really say, "Lord, thank you for the ability and the wisdom to be able to do the most basic things of cleaning myself or feeding myself." Mm-hmm. We don't do that. We need to. Mm-hmm. What about when we get in our cars and drive? Do we thank God for the ability and wisdom to drive a car? Mm-hmm. Now think about this for a second. You probably took a few driving lessons, mm-hmm. passed the driving test, and according to the DMV, you are now all of a sudden have the ability to drive a car. Yes. Well, I have been on the road with other people who did the same thing that I did. Mm-hmm. How is their driving? They passed the same test you did the same thing you did, but they can't drive a lick. Now, that ability, man likes to make you think that you, because you passed the test, you became competent enough to drive a car. Well, that's not true. God has given us the ability and the wisdom, because you need wisdom to drive. Lord knows, go outside and look, you don't believe me. You need wisdom as well as the ability to drive. But do we ever thank God for that? Mm-hmm. We ask for traveling mercies when we go places. Yeah. God, please watch over us as we go places. But do we ever thank God for giving us the ability and the wisdom to drive in the first place? No, we don't. Mm-hmm. This is basic stuff I'm talking about here. Everyday life stuff that we just do not thank God for. Mm-hmm. And that's just another example. What about our jobs? We use whatever job you got, you get some kind of training, mm-hmm. maybe a week, maybe two. They'll sit you behind a desk or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're competent enough to do the job, right? But who really gave you the ability and wisdom to do that?
God.
Amen. God did. Man's minor training did not give you that ability.
Yeah.
But we never thank God for the wisdom and ability that comes with doing any job. We are not that smart, trust me. Mm-mm. All ability, capitalized word all ability, knowledge, as well as wisdom comes from God, but yet we do not thank him for it.
Yeah.
What about the ability to walk and talk? Do we really all of a sudden start talking and walking when we were young? Or was it divine intervention? Think about it. I got a granddaughter. Just all of a sudden in her, started walking. Couldn't walk 2 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden she's walking. Where did she get the ability from? She's only a year old, a little over a year old. Did she read a book to learn about it? No. Where did the knowledge to walk come from? It came from the good Lord. She didn't learn it from any other source. Her parents didn't teach her how to walk. Her grandparents didn't teach her to walk. This young lady decided God gave her the ability to walk and she walked. Gave her the wisdom. You can do this. Go do it. We tend to think, man does, that we're smarter than we are. Because we think we're the ones that got the ability and the wisdom. We're the ones that, you ask anybody, how was your day? Well, I drove. I did this. Well, I did that. I fed myself. I talked. I cleaned myself. I woke up this morning. There's no I in God. There is no I in God. You did not do anything. God gave you the ability. He showed you grace and mercy so you could be able to do all of those things. Because without God, you can do nothing. Every ability that we have, no matter how minor it is or how much we take it for granted, comes from God. So we ought to give God thanks. For this is the reason, and this is God's will for us, as the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will. It is His will that we thank Him for these things. We have been missing it. And God, I repent in the name of Jesus because I've been missing it too. I don't thank You enough, Lord. I don't thank You for these little things. I should be thanking You for these little things because these little things are from You. I don't have that much wisdom. I don't have that much ability. Anything that I do is because of You. We keep thinking we're better than God. We keep thinking we're God. Oh, I got it. I can do that. You can't do anything. God is the one that gave you the ability, the wisdom, and the knowledge. And we need to acknowledge that because as the Lord giveth, the Lord can take it away. Amen. We don't have to be able to do all these things. God's grace is why we're able to do all the things I mentioned. Amen. God's grace. And if it wasn't for His grace, where would we be? But we keep thinking that we are the ones that have the ability or have the wisdom. We don't have nothing outside of God. We are nothing outside of God. And there are reasons why we should be thanking God. First of all, we need to humble ourselves by telling God that we did nothing and we can do nothing, that He has all the power. When's the last time we really did that? We're before the Lord and said, you know what, Lord, I thank You for everything because I can't do nothing without You. Because that's the truth. That is the truth. But we are missing it. We also need to show God that we are thankful for His grace and His mercy. Because we can't earn grace. You can't earn it. It's free. But God gives it according to His will. Without grace, where would we be? We need to show that we need God. By us thinking that we've done all these things, we're telling God we don't need Him. Oh, I got this, God. I can walk without You. I can talk without You. I can feed myself. I can clean myself. I can drive. I can get up. I can do everything without You. That's a lie. It's not true. You can do nothing without God. And we need to tell Him that we need Him as children do. A child needs his father. A child looks at his father for guidance and leadership. He knows that the father has his best interests at heart. He knows his father will take care of him. He knows his father will direct him and guide him. We don't treat our God, like a father. We treat him like some unborn stepchild. We don't give him any kind of praise, any kind of glory. We don't do anything. But all things should be given that are given to us, we should be thankful for. And we should praise God every single day for all the things, not just the little things, but everything. How can we begin to grow and to know the Father if we don't even know how to thank Him? How can we grow in Him? We don't know how to praise Him and to appreciate all the things that He does for us. Everything that God has given us came with a price. Christ died for our sins. Everything that we do, everything that we are, was bought for a price. We need to start appreciating that price, appreciating God, and appreciating all the things that he does for us that we do take for granted. Everything I mentioned today, we take for granted. If we didn't, we would praise him. So from now on, we need to thank God in everything that we do. I don't care how minute it seems to us. Well, that's not really important, telling, thanking God for waking me up. Yes, it is. Well, it's not important to tell God, thank you for giving me the ability to clean myself or feed myself or go to the bathroom. I'm going to leave that one alone. But we don't thank God for nothing. But as soon as something ain't working, we the first ones there saying, oh, God, help me. Why don't you thank God instead of asking God? Why don't we praise him instead of begging all the time? We need to stop begging and start thanking. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for that. In all things, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in all things we should be thanking God. We should be appreciative of our Lord, because he did not have to do it, done it by his grace, and we have benefited from the fact that he's done it. Because we're able to get up in the morning, we're able to clean ourselves, feed ourselves, we're able to go to work, have a job, meet our needs. All of this is because of the ability God gave us. Otherwise, who are we? We're nothing. Without God, we are truly nothing. So that is what I wanted to talk about today from 1 Thessalonians 5 about giving thanks to God in all circumstances and all things. For it is truly God's will. The next time, I will speak about the fact that on the topic of giving thanks in all our circumstances. You think giving thanks in all things is one thing, but thanking God when you got stuff going on is a whole different ball game. So I will be ministering on that very soon. Amen.